Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. This is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Phil the Thrill Svitek and Roxy Rookie Stryer. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 347-855-8269. That's 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore's Season 2 finale. I'm K-Wow, here with my fellow Jersey Shore fans to break down everything from tonight's episode, tonight's season finale. In our special segment, we'll discuss who killed it on South Beach and who didn't. Plus, we'll get all your Jersey Shore news and gossip and hear from other fans, too. Just a quick recap of the show. We see Vinny and Pauly kiss their South Beach loves goodbye. We see, again, more ups and downs from Ronnie and Sammy. Quickly, a situation threesome, only to end with Jenny ruffling everyone's feathers about who is fake and who is real, and a big blow up before the final goodbye. You guys, I'm watching this thing with just mixed emotions. You know, I love this show. And we, in here at AfterBuzz, we cover some of the most critically acclaimed shows on television.
And the award-winning shows.
All right. And at the same time, this is the one that I have the most passion for, the most excitement over. And so I come tonight with mixed feelings. In fact, we all drank tonight during the show. So if you hear me slurring my words.
Drinking our sorrows.
Right. Because in one hand, we're celebrating with them. And then on the other hand, probably drowning our sorrows. But it's very, very bittersweet for me. I don't even know if I enjoyed the episode or I didn't, because I'm so, so sad that we're not going to see these guys until the new year. But I mean, okay, guys, chime in, and we'll get to the first topic.
Well, for those listening at home, if you guys hear us slur, take a shot yourselves.
Yeah, really. Salud.
Back to the show, though, which is way more important than our drinking habits.
You're right,
thank
you.
I was going to say about whether I enjoyed the show tonight or not. You know what? I wanted it to be less about goodbye and more the last week here, you know, the last couple
You're
of
right.
weeks. And it was very
– great point.
They knew it was goodbye from the beginning, and I could feel that. And it felt very sad, and I didn't want a sad last episode. I wanted something that was like – that's why that's my favorite show. I love this show.
I
want to go out with
a bang. I feel like they tried to give us that. The producers – you know, it's almost like they manipulated the situation – to get just what they could. You know, they told the girls
that, like, they couldn't come into the house.
Right, for that last night, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I agree with what you're saying. I think, though, because these guys knew there was a season three, they knew they were all heading, right, Phil? Didn't they know they were heading to South Beach for season three? I mean, heading to Jersey Shore for season three. So it's kind of like a little anticlimactic.
Right.
It's not like the moments on Real World or other shows or even season one where everyone really breaks down to tears and it finally hits you in that moment. It's almost like Rox, you're in college now. So it's like when you'll see when you hit senior year, if you if you make it.
Oh, please. I will make it.
All right. Well, you may have other opportunities, but let's. It's not because you parted yourself out. It's because you have success in other areas. But the point is, when you have that, you know, I've seen this, you know, you know, you have that moment when you graduate where you're like, oh, wait.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, it's finally over. And then it's like, it is that classic farewell tour.
But you know what? Here's what I was going to say to you. I think more so, less because they are going to be together on the next season, more so they all live within 20 minutes from each other. Even if they weren't doing a next show, even if they didn't know. It's not like in the real world
no,
where they come
right.
from all across the country or, say, even a show like Survivor, you know? They come
so
from
it's like
all
you and your
place.
Friends from home.
Right.
You're all still going to see each other.
Exactly.
You're all going to hang at the same bars maybe, right?
Yeah. So when I'm home and I say goodbye, it's really sad. I really miss
but again,
them while I'm
but
here.
But, Rox, it's the same point. It's because they know they're intertwined. They're enmeshed.
Yeah.
They're enmeshed now because the show is so successful that they are going to see each other consistently through appearances, through the local bars, the local clubs. So they're not sweating it. All I'm saying is if this was one and done, it will like last season.
Definitely.
Like it would have been like, oh my God, like all the red carpets and the free booze and the schmushing and everything. Oh my God, it's over. This moment in time in our lives is over. And these guys know the party's still going. Now, we'll see next season. We'll get to some predictions, but we'll see next season if this show has legs to continue to a 4, 5, 6, or is it going to splinter off to everyone getting their own shows?
Going back for a second. Going back for a second.
Thank you.
I think that it was more of a goodbye to South Beach than it was a goodbye to each other.
It was.
Which was okay.
But that part felt fake to me.
Right.
Not fake, but forced. Forced.
They were, you know
well,
what?
It was a goodbye to us, I feel like. You know, like, we weren't ready to let them go.
No!
In some sense.
Why?
You have to let us down gently. You have to let us down gently. You have to let us down gently.
I didn't want to be let down gently at all.
But do you think that they really had any emotion about saying goodbye to South Beach? I don't feel
that
they did.
No, why?
Because they're going to do New Year's Eve down there, you guys, or whoever's the highest bidder that's going to pay them to do a club appearance. Like, I just feel like it's not like when you leave these certain – we've all had these moments in life where you have that goodbye and you realize, oh, my God, this is such a poignant – moment in my life, and I'm never going to have it back again.
Right.
And I don't feel like I feel why he's smirking. Like I
he
didn't. Feel, I felt it was forced. That's
no, well,
I
laughing.
Felt it was forced. Like with Vinny, like I felt it was really forced. He's like, you know, just. But it's like, you know, they're like, next weekend we're going to be partying at another club in like Jersey, getting paid probably $10,000.
The time
grand
for them is so skewed. I mean, you saw it last week. Snooki's friend leaves, and she's like, "Oh my God, I miss my friend." And Jay Wild's like, you're going to be back there in a week. I can't wait that long.
Their lives are
good
that when one small thing happens, they're devastated.
And this also, let's to splinter off, this speaks to the girls' part of the journey. Like the girls, like you could see, I can't tell you how bored they look at those clubs. It's not so much Snooki, but Jay Wild was so bored. You can see she's dancing through it. Sammy's completely bored. They're just, so for them, I just want to go. I'm tired of like waking up to strangers, whatever. I want to go home and be with my family and my love. I get that with them.
They looked very tired. That is true. But I want to talk a little bit more about goodbyes. Specifically,
go ahead.
The boys' goodbyes to these South Beach hotties that they found.
Okay. But you know what, Rox? Let's get Ian
Kaiser
Sose. Let's get Ian on the phone to
talk
to
Look at the laughter on your guys. Oh, my God.
Because you're giddy.
Yeah, because we know, you know, Ian is the, as we've discussed, is the left-wing portion of the Jersey Shore fans.
I know.
Of course, you know we're right-wing. Hello, Ian.
Hey, guys.
By the way, Ian, just because I haven't talked to you yet, Ian is involved in a Chicago poker tournament, a very, very big one. One of the bigger ones. Ian, how are you doing in that, first of all?
I'm going back tomorrow for day two.
So we're still in it.
Hopefully I'm going to be sober enough for it because I've been drinking O'Doul's all night.
O'Doul's,
what are you doing?
I got an entire six-pack of O'Doul's. You wouldn't have believed it.
No.
Oh,
Ian, will you ever get back on the sauce? You know, Ian, we were talking tonight. We were all getting very – it was, you know, our emotions were bubbling. We were drinking and – we're all talking about somehow living our own Jersey Shore experience. This group, you know, some of Roxy's friends at USC. If we were to pull something together like that, Ian, would we get you, like, just back off the wagon? temporarily.
I think I'll have to go off at some point because life, you don't realize this till you sober up. Life is very boring without booze.
Boring?
It's no
boring
one,
is,
no one
I think.
How boring life's going to be when you go
and
get sober.
I think that's the positive way of. It's boring.
Sucks.
It's painful. Thank you.
Wait,
painful.
Ian, I didn't know.
It sucks. Ian, it's horrible.
Wait, Ian, how long
it's
have you not been drinking for?
Constant reality all the time. No escape from reality. You're constantly
Ian,
in reality.
Ian rocks. Let me tell you something. Ian
painful.
Runs with a group that parties hard
Wait,
and high-end partying.
How long has he not been drinking? I didn't know we were on.
3 years.
Oh, no, 5 years, actually.
Five years.
Stop
completely
it.
Nervous, very shy.
Wait, why, Ian? What's going on? Just no interest anymore?
I think this is another
Not
show, you guys.
Interest.
It's
you know,
another
I
show.
I decided tonight, watching the episode, I was like, I hang out with my friends. These people I hang out with are Jersey Shore. I think that's what I'd rather
All right,
go
so
watch,
what do
like,
we do? So, Ian, listen, maybe it's we talk about this in predictions, we table it, but I think there's something, we have to live this life. Like, it's a make-a-wish thing. Maybe,
I'm a bartender. I do, like, you know, great things.
Wait, Corey, who is that? Which one is
That's
that?
That's Angelina from season one.
Oh, Angelina.
One.
Okay, very good. All right.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Wait, let me say.
Go ahead, okay.
The whole time I was watching this episode, I was thinking about how you want to spend money to get them to hang out with them for the week, and you want to live this life. But my big thing is watching them. For people who are living a fabulous life and having the greatest time, they spend an inordinate amount of time miserable. They are always miserable. They are always fighting.
Interesting.
They're always unhappy.
Oh. And ladies
and
gentlemen,
you're
please.
Sunshine.
No, let me say this. We're not Fox. We're not NBC here at AfterBuzz. We're right down the middle. We are truly, what is it, fair and balanced. So Ian brings us the left wing. So there you go again, Ian, with your left wing,
okay,
seeing
now,
misery.
Let me, Roxy, please. Let me speak to that.
Thank you.
People who are miserable, there are two kinds of people who are miserable. Half the people love to be miserable, and half the people hate being miserable. They're miserable being miserable. But these people love to be miserable. They love crying. They love causing drama. It's like people who like to drink whiskey when they're sad because they like being sad. There's
right.
something about
it. They're embracing it.
They embrace it. And these people, they love to yell at each
Only
other.
Only so they can hit that next level, right?
Right.
The opposite, to go like nuts. And the
They're
and
extremists.
The, yes.
They want to feel pain so they
Ian,
can feel extreme happiness.
Did you see the South Park episode? It was exemplified. It was just to perfection. Just,
absolutely,
like the extremes of just.
And
like,
Snooki agrees,
and she did agree, and she did agree.
I've yet to see the episode. Still, I'm very upset with myself. I hear that
it was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. My favorite comedy song.
It speaks to a Kevin Undergaro theory about people embracing who they are to the fullest and getting the most enjoyment out of that.
Yeah, full tilt.
That's their milieu. They love being this way, so that it actually brings them happiness, fighting and being miserable.
Yeah,
kind
no,
what,
full measure. Yeah, full measure. Like he's not blinking. Situation's not blinking. He's not blinking. He's going, geez, maybe I shouldn't. You think I should maybe? No! Full tilt, Ian.
Hey, I'm really,
and it goes more than that. It's just the Jersey thing.
Thank
That's
you.
All it is.
I'm really upset right now, guys. I want to stick to these
all
girls.
All right, go. Okay,
you're
so listen.
You're skipping over my topics
right
now
I'm
that
sorry.
I want to talk
I'm
about.
Sorry. Okay,
Come on.
So Vinny and Pauly, they have their, like...
Rosario and...
Date night.
And
Ramona.
There's date night. There's the last night, the last kiss goodbye. Very interesting how the producers, I am sure, manipulated it this way to say, you know what? You don't get to go home with them. You got to say goodbye to them, go out and party that night, and then that very, very last night, we want you all in the Miami Beach tank. Okay, Ian and Roxy, you guys comment on these relationships. You want to start with Ramona and Vinny?
Yeah, I do. What I wanted to say quickly was the difference between Vinny and Pauly D, both who are like, I want to give this a shot. These girls are awesome. Pauly D, 25 minutes later, we see making out with some other girl. Vinny, 25 minutes later, we see him rejecting a threesome.
Right. Ooh. Well, we know Vinny is he's genuine. I've always said Vinny is the Ian of the Jersey Shore. Vinny. Ian, thoughts?
Vinny.
Well, it's funny because I think it's just the opposite in terms of the girls. I think Ramona has much less
100%
interest
I'm
in Vinny than Pauly's girl has in her.
100%.
You're right. I agree.
Every girl loves the new guy.
Thanks.
Corey, killing her. Yeah.
All right. So what's your point, Wookie? What's your point?
Well, I think that means that Vinny's destined. I mean, if he's going to put any... you know, real weight into this relationship is destined to get hurt in it.
I think Vinny's young, but I also think he's very sweet, and I think he's completely enamored by this girl who, on paper, is a model. No, hear me out. He's into the image of this girl. I'm not saying, like, he's into the substance of her. He's into the image. She's a professional model. Whether how big she is, I don't know. She's obviously got the height. She has, like,
these girls will be over and done with before they even leave Miami.
Even for Vinny?
Oh my God! This is the most
ridiculous
thing.
I believe that about Polly. I think the Polly thing is like Polly's trying so hard to pretend he has a girlfriend.
He loves to have a girlfriend. But he also loves other women.
Right.
Here's why I believe it about Vinny.
I don't try to take a lot of guys' girlfriends, but it just happens. They'll end up leaving them for me.
Thank you.
Okay, this is why I believe this about Vinny. Ramona, that's Vinny's girl, right? Yeah. Ramona is just that girl who's not into him. Like, I can't say it more clearly. She just doesn't like him.
Well, she's into her career, and she knows this is going to be great for her
career.
Oh,
my God. 100%. She kind of sighs. She rolls her eyes when he talks. He leans in to kiss her. She kind of pulls away for a second. It's ridiculous. There's never, ever a future. There's never a future. If it was up to Vinny, perhaps.
But Rox, she's going to want to have a career, this girl. And, like, that's
what,
it for...
she's going to go to Jersey?
No. She will when there's the show. Absolutely. She'll fly up there. She'll spend the $99 on Southwest Airlines to fly from Florida up to Jersey or New York, LaGuardia. She'll get her, like, cab over there. And absolutely, her and her manager will say, get your butt on that show.
And by her paying for that, you mean Vinny's going to buy the ticket for her.
Well, I think Vinny probably would, but even if he didn't, she'd be willing to write the small check to be on this platform for 6 million people to watch.
I hope you'd have to be crazy not to. I hope we
if
never
you're
see
model.
Her again.
Yeah, but again, oh well, let's save it for predictions. But I agree. Listen, we all agree what these relationships are.
It's crap.
Vinny, but I believe Vinny's really into her because it's a girl who's, quote, in pictures. She's tall. She's a little bit hard to get. She's a little bit distant.
She looks like a man. She's gross. Come
all right. Thank
on.
You. Thank
jealousy.
You.
Jealousy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm so jealous of this bored of a body there.
And you know something? But Polly's girl I never was into tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah, I thought she was kind of cute
she
tonight,
She was
too.
Cute tonight. The little cute body.
Could it be the alcohol talking?
It might be
the
alcohol.
I said this last week. I said this last week. She's kind of a little teeny bopper. She's got a little button nose, and she kind of just bounces around. She's got a cute little body, and I think she's funny.
Ian, what do you think about this girl? Do you think
that, like, from the Jersey Shore, like, from the one episode, that's going to really carry anything in any industry?
We're getting real sexual. She has a boyfriend back home. She won't even remember her boyfriend's name when she gets done with me.
Okay. Absolutely. Ian, who knew her before? Of course. 100%. The show is huge. Absolutely, and that's not even me playing around. Of course, 100%. And if I were her manager, I'd be pressing.
Of course, why not? There's no other way she's going to get into
showtime. Nothing. No, because you know there's nothing. You know what? So wait, do we have? Is Mari on the phone?
I believe she is.
We have our East Coast correspondent, Mari.
You mean the Better Coast?
You may remember her from a few shows ago, along with Maria Menounos when she was there in the studio.
Mari reports for it was a Channel 11 News in New York. I know she's a
New York
one. Oh, there you are, Mari.
Yep.
All right. So, Mari, what did you think about? Okay, obviously, we're going to ask you more about tonight's episode. Your thoughts on the little goodbye relationships between Vinny, Ramona, and Polly and Rosandra.
Rosario. Rosia. I don't know.
Mari, what do you think?
Rosa, I don't give a crap.
I totally think that Polly's girl is way more into Polly, and Vinny is way more into his girl.
Yeah, right.
You know
what I mean?
Right. No, that's what we're
like
saying.
Like what you guys were saying. I totally think that.
And do you think we're going to see them again?
Whoa.
No, definitely not.
definitely not. Both of them? I say the model's going to force her way onto that next season. The other one might get one episode. Maybe.
No way.
Nothing?
Polly's girl?
Nothing. Not even a follow-up.
No,
really?
No, no,
I know.
No,
we're getting into predictions. Okay. But I mean, ultimately, Mari, are you as emotional as we are? Is this like, you know, does this mean nothing to you?
I mean, they're coming back for New Year's. As we'll talk about later, they're going to be in the news for the next couple months. It's not like we're going to be without the Jersey Shore cast members. We
easy
may not
for you
have
to
every
say.
Thursday night to
easy
watch.
Easy for you to say. Obviously you have better things to do in your hour on Thursday night, Mari, than we do.
No,
because this is what we look forward to.
She's kind of right, though, because, you know, the thing about reality TV show is it's these people's lives. So even when they're not on TV, it's still their lives.
Right,
their lives.
But it's not the hour. It's not all
I know,
of us getting together
hour.
At once. All right, listen, that's more predictions. You guys, let's talk about the ups and downs from Ronnie and Sammy. Okay? Like, I'm just going to tell you guys. And here I go. Can I get up on my soapbox for everybody? I'm the oldest guy here, so I'm going to now lecture all you young kids. This is why the divorce rate is what it is. Because this is what happens. People are physically attracted together to one another. They get together, and this is what they do. They have these fights continually over and over and over again. Then they make up. They make up sex. It's back and forth, back and forth. And then they quote, fight through this to get married thinking it's going to get better. Then they have a kid thinking it's going to get – it never gets better.
Okay,
this is
Professor K-Wow over here.
Yes, but that's exactly what happens. And I'm watching it in front of me, and it's making – I'm like, oh my God, like the fake fight over – nothing. Really? That's what you're fighting over?
Do you think they're going to get married? Is that what you're –
My point is most of your – 50% or more of your relationships out there are just like this. It's not even a Jersey Shore thing.
Okay, but we just saw in tonight's episode, which is something I wasn't aware of, that Sam is 23 years old.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that she was that young. Oh, you're looking at me, you idiot. You didn't know that? I'm so sorry that I didn't stalk her before. Anyway, she's 23 years old, and that is very different than being 30 years old. Very different.
Okay, but you do fake fights with your boyfriends, Roxy.
My
I don't see that in you.
All of them. No,
well, in your relationships.
I don't do that.
You're
comparing me to a monster, first of all.
No, she's not a monster.
She's a monster.
I see this in so many relationships. And
I was
part of them. Was no one else part
Hold
of them?
On.
I got a toast from Corey in the booth.
Okay.
Corey, get on the mic.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, yeah.
You see it, right?
Excuse
you
me.
See all the time, like, yeah, are you looking at that other girl? What?
All the time.
I was scratching my nose.
Okay, let me speak to this. I swear.
Are you crazy?
Thank you.
Yes, I absolutely am. I swear, I have been in relationships where things like this have happened, absolutely. I have been that psycho girl who, like we talked about, looks through the phone and gets mad about nothing, but no longer am I like that, and I can't even...
Mind you, Roxy is just a few days away from 19, like barely.
No, I'm 19.
July.
Okay, I'm a couple months back from there.
So my point is...
Okay, what I'm trying to say is these girls, looking at them, thinking that I ever used to do something like that, the way that Sammy does that, it's disgusting. I want to vomit.
Okay, but most girls do it. Now, your sorority sisters don't do this.
No way. You know what? Here's the thing. Girls aren't as crazy as they seem to be because this show makes them seem crazy.
No.
Not all girls are like that.
J-Wow and Snooki are crazy. Sammy, to me, looks like you're atypical.
All right, I'm going to step in right now. And what do you think guys do when we, like, finish up with a date? We talk with our guys, and you know what we say? What the? Like,
I'll tell you why Sammy does this stuff. Not to justify her actions, because I do think she's a nut job. But, okay, for example, Ron walks in today and says, like, Sam was saying something, and he goes, mind your own business, Sam. And she shuts up. If any guy ever told me to mind my own business or to let something go or anything, don't even.
Ronnie always jokes.
Okay. What if,
so you say no, that's it, or you just do your own deal.
No, I would say, F off. I'm going to do me, you do you. I'm not putting up with your crap. Don't tell me how to act. I'm serious.
So guess what? So the guy, but my point is, the guy who's saying mind your own business is not the guy who's supposed to be your boyfriend.
Okay, all right. This is very different.
Therefore, not someone to go get serious with and then eventually take that next step to get married.
This is a very different setup right now because I'm sitting with two boys.
Mari, what's up?
Let's
hear from Mari.
Let's hear.
And by the way, can I preface this with, like, Mari is a reporter. Reporters, I always recommend for guys, always date a reporter. Very, very, like, they're hardworking, usually attractive. Also, like, they kind of have their shit together. Let's hear it,
Mari.
Go.
Okay, this is what I have to say. I think it's offensive to compare us to Sammy.
Thank you.
Roxy and I should be offended. We are offended, and it's because she is a nut job. Because we have not just the evidence of her being, like, a nag to Ronnie.
Yeah.
But then I'm rewatching the episode. It's replaying on MTV, and she, when she was with Snooki making the tacos, she was such a raging bitch.
Oh, my God. She was horrible.
You know what I call that? That's, you know what, kids, that's called?
And then, at the end, she didn't say goodbye to Jimmy. She's just a bitch. That's just her nature. So trying to make this, like, larger revelation about, like, all women and divorce rates, Sammy is her own individual case. She's,
I am 100%
kind of
on the same page as you. To compare us to that absolute monster,
I'm not comparing you guys.
Disgusting.
Wait, wait, wait. Who said we were comparing? Nobody compared. No, I did not. I asked you if that's what you were like. I compared neither of you two. What I said was, this is why the divorce rate is high, because couples like this get together because they're physically attracted and they're bored, and then they try to stick it out, but they're not really friends and they don't really connect.
How can you compare most couples to this couple?
Those two, I see that all the time. What I'm seeing between Ronnie and Sammy is what I see all the time in relationships.
Well, then that's disgusting.
I see it all the time.
Ugh.
Continually, over
and
over
again.
You
know what I also thought was so weird was her logic at the end as to, like, why she was so close to Ronnie and not to Jenny. And she was like,
oh,
Ronnie and I, we were friends before all this. So we were friends before this, so I knew I could count on him. Didn't she meet them all at the same time?
They all met,
so, like,
the same
technically
day.
She was, yeah.
Ian, are you still there? Did we lose Ian?
Well, I'm curious, because how were things different in the past? Were the people got together for
No. I don't think things were ever different in the past. I think that, I think that you need to be more into being friends with somebody rather than not, because I think in the past this happened as well. It's just that they stuck it out longer due to guilt, due to societal pressures, you know, especially the World War II generation. And then you came to the Vietnam generation. They started, like, saying, F it, we'll start divorcing more. But I think they stuck it out more. But I think they also ended up in separate beds, in separate ends of the house.
Please.
At 60 years old with a completely empty and destroyed relationship.
Please don't let this be a show about divorce rates.
It's not about that.
God.
What I'm saying is,
when I
see those two together, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the atypical couple of, like, two girls.
My only rule, never fall in love at the Jersey Shore. Never.
Thank
ever,
you.
Ever, ever.
Thank you, Corey. See, that's Pauly D, baby.
Corey, are
no,
you
that's
on
Ronnie.
His side
that's
over
Ronnie.
Here?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's Ronnie. I'm sorry. But Ian, and then on a side note, it's. I think that Sammy suffers from PGS.
Nope.
Does anyone know what PGS is?
Princess girl
Ian,
syndrome.
Pretty girl syndrome.
Oh, I was close.
Okay. All the pretty girls from high school, the 8s and the 9s.
And the 10s, because
okay.
There are some.
Right, there are some. Sometimes the 10s supersede it. They're so confident with who they are that they supersede the PGS syndrome. The PGS syndrome is you don't say goodbye on the way out. You don't try with anybody. You do whatever you want. You say what you want. If anyone even looks at you in the wrong way, you stop talking to them all night until they kind of kiss your butt all night long, until a fake apology comes out and you make up. I see it all the time.
Okay, so you're saying that Sammy falls into this category?
I think she does. In her world, don't put Sammy against, like, the most beautiful girls in Hollywood. Put Sammy against her high school, and I'm sure she's one of the prettiest girls in her high school.
Okay, I seriously hope that the girls from my high school aren't listening to this right now, because I'm about to throw something at them.
Ian, what do you think? Do you think if she were in your high school, Ian, how would she be? Prettier or not?
I think average. Really? Have you ever seen pictures of J-Wa when she was younger, by the way?
No. Yeah. Why?
No, have
not
you?
Not attractive. And actually on the bigger side.
I get that. No, I get that. But I'm talking about Sammy right now. So Ian, I've seen your friends, and they're very attractive. But really, if Sammy were with them, Sammy would be average? Forget,
yeah.
Like, what's
yeah,
in their heart. I know you, because you see the beauty in the heart.
Yeah, Sammy
let's just
is not
talk
that
physical.
Good looking. No, no, no.
Not, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No,
Pete Diddy was hitting on her just a few weeks ago.
Okay, she is pretty, but she's not beautiful.
I'm saying she's pretty. She's high school pretty.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's fine. And I have this group of girls in my high school. They call themselves the Five. They were all pretty.
Right.
You know, they're very pretty. But they, a few of them suffered from this PGS. And it makes them almost... I can't think of Sammy as pretty anymore because I know who she is.
The ugliness comes out.
And the ugliness comes out.
I get it. No, I get it.
It's frustrating because it's like if she was just really cool and really fun, she'd be beautiful.
But she's not. Exactly.
But she's not.
No, we're all in agreement on that. All in agreement on that.
I think there's great points made about Sammy. I think the way she reacted to Snooki was awful, and a lot to be said for that. But I just want to say, do you think that Ronnie is making her... I think part of it, you have to say, he doesn't make her feel secure in that relationship. He doesn't make her feel good about herself. So I think part of that's a reflection on him, the way that she acts in that relationship.
Again, he's the male half of this like relationship of these two who should not be together.
Yeah,
they're physically attracted together. What are you saying, Corey?
I agree with you, and I think, I mean, she's definitely not normal, really, and she causes a lot of problems. The way she acts, but I think Ronnie probably made
exit on.
Her, yeah, he probably made her the way she
Corey,
is right
Corey
now.
Is clearly brainwashed with all these women telling all the guys that it's our fault, not and we ruin them.
I never once said that. I think Ronnie is way cooler than Sammy is, infinitely cooler, infinitely more fun.
I agree.
And if he wasn't dating her, he'd be really cool to have on the show. But he is dating her, so get the two of them off this freaking show.
Look at that. Pow!
Pow, and let's move on from them. Oh, my God.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, let's briefly talk about the Situations threesome. I know it's just really quick. Is there anything we have to say about this?
It's a situsum? What did he call it?
It's a situ threesome?
Yeah. Oh, I think that was a three-situm.
A three-situation?
I don't think that works.
I know everybody loves the situation. And if you don't love the situation, I'll make you love the situation.
True that. True
and that,
that.
Sounded
true
like that, Pauly
true
D.
True that. It did talk like, it did talk, sound like Pauly D.
You know what? Okay. We have very different opinions on this, KWOW. Your opinion on the situation, you love this guy. You love him. Oh, ooh. A little sigh there.
You know, I think he grew. I still say, worn down by the experience. This guy, by the end, was beat. I think it took its toll. I think the burdens of having to lead this team, of having to be the situation, of having to drink seven nights a week, I think it took its toll. And I think at the end, this is what was left. Just he just, you know, kept fumbling, making his mistakes. Always there with the apology. The next day,
you know, that's
every single time.
It's the apology that makes me have such mixed opinions. Because, like, in this episode, he goes and carries Snooki in. He's so awesome.
Always.
He's so awesome in that aspect. But he causes so many fights. We completely forgot about how 2 weeks ago, he was the one who was screaming at Snooki, getting her out of the club. Like, so he is so bipolar.
Ian, what do you think about the situation?
Yeah, I like him. There's things he does that bothers me, but it is fun to have kind of a mischief maker in the house. You know, someone keeping things interesting.
That's actually one of the first things Sammy did well. She described him. She was like, "He's, you know what? He causes a lot of trouble, but he really is a great guy at heart who just likes to be a mischief maker.
Oh, and he makes nice meals for everybody. You think just like passive aggressive? Or is it just like South Park said, like, is he just that stupid?
No, he's just aggressive.
No, but the passive part is the "I'm sorry." I'm so always the rubber apology the next day.
No, he's
really
apologetic,
sorry.
But he's
all the time.
I don't know. I don't.
And then always trying to smush on Vinny's girls.
Always trying to smush any girl.
It's true. That's true.
He's just a smusher.
Yeah, he doesn't obey. He doesn't obey the guy code when it comes to picking up other guys' girlfriends.
And I don't respect that at all.
You're right. That's why I had to pause. Like I was a little down on him, but I will say this. I think he was just wearing out, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, I've always related to the situation most.
Oh,
or I wanted to
what
be
does
the
that
situation.
Mean?
Thank you.
I like Pauly D's close second.
Is awesome.
But you know, the situation, he was the alpha male. I like always like imagining that I would be the leader, even though I probably wouldn't. But yeah, it does take its toll on you. I mean, you don't think of them as like a sports team, but in many ways they are, you know?
Yeah, they are.
You know,
I disagree. I don't think he's a
generation of Phils looking up to the situation.
Say that again, Ian?
It's a scary thought, a generation of 21-year-old Phils
looking up to him, rightfully so.
Rightfully so. No,
all right, Corey, what did you have to say?
Very scary thought, Ian. I think the same thing. I disagree. I don't think the situation is the alpha male. I think he wishes he was
the
alpha male.
He wishes. He seeks it. He's like
but
so.
He's not at all.
He's the puppet-like leader.
No.
You know, he's always like, I'm the leader of the house. He is so not the leader of the house. Well, who is?
Okay.
You guys, who's the leader of the house? Mari, who's the leader of the house? You're the smart one here.
Vinny.
I hate the situation, but he is the leader of the house. But
I was just about to say the same thing. Even though I don't like it, I would still say he is the leader of the house. He's a jerk. From a girl's perspective, he couldn't be more disgusting. I don't like his lifestyle. He would never be a friend of mine.
Oh,
but that being said,
that's just horrible.
I like that he says sorry. I like that he can do that. But it's always half-assed. He doesn't even mean it when he says it. He just says it to move on.
Because it's a Jersey thing, like on South Park.
Yeah. I'm done with the situation.
Wow.
There's a kid like this. I was saying to you guys earlier, there's a kid like this from my high school. And you just provoke fights, instigator, and then the next minute he'd be your best buddy.
Okay, but was he a phony, or was he being genuine when he was your best buddy? Because he doesn't strike me as a phony.
Whoa.
You think he's phony?
100%.
I don't think he's got a plan.
No. I think they're just tapped. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I think.
He's just messed up.
Okay, Mari, help me out here. Do we think he's phony? Do we think the situation's phony?
I just think he's a jerk. I thought his apology this episode was not phony. He was, like, nice and trying to...
Okay.
But I do think he's just... He's not phony. I actually think he's kind of, like, real, like, because he's just such an a-hole.
You know what? Yeah. I can see... I can be persuaded.
Or, you guys, is he, as South Park put it, is he just... What was it, Phil, that they said?
Just that dumb.
Like, nobody could be this dumb. I mean, is that really what it is?
But think about, like, how mean he was to those girls that wouldn't stay over and have sex with him. That seemed kind of fake to me, and, like, he wants to be the alpha male.
Okay, no. Is it wanting to be the alpha? It's interesting you said fake. Is it wanting to be the alpha male, or is it wanting to provide us with good television?
I think it's very 50-50. Because
I think he just wants to be the alpha male.
No, I think part of it is he wants to provide us with good television. Because if you see,
Lambert's point. Remember, right. Like the season episode two.
I know everybody loves the situation, and if you don't love the situation, I'll make you love the situation.
That's right. See,
yeah.
But Pat Lambert had said that one of our After Buzz correspondents. He'd said that like I think it was episode two or three. He's like, you know. What we're seeing from him, kind of being a dick with girls or whatever, he's trying so hard. He's like, his past feeling is that he's a good guy, but he's trying hard to be a douchebag. Playing
for TV?
For TV.
But what I don't understand now is that why you guys are judging his character based off those actions as opposed to him and the other cast members. That's what I base it on. He's genuine with those guys. How he acts against anybody else outside the house.
This is what I was.
Whatever.
Whoa. This is what I was just about to say. Okay, remember this episode? He was the one who went outside originally and said to. Who did he say it to? Pauly D or somebody? Yo. Oh, no. He said it to. Oh, shoot. I can't remember. Oh, Ron and Sammy? I don't know. He said to somebody, oh, you better be careful. They're talking crap about you in the house.
Yeah, it was Sammy.
It was Sammy. Exactly. It was Sam and Ronnie. He went out and said that. So Sammy went inside and was a complete jerk.
Right.
And then he criticizes later somebody else for saying something about somebody else. You know, like, he is just the same crap talker that all these people are, but nobody notices that much because it doesn't get blown up the way that Snooki was blown up today.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So this is basically how we pretty much end the show this way.
I mean, I call this a fallout, you know. We just have this big blowout and then...
No, they're back together kind
of
at the end.
Of course, but it was this big blow... I mean, Snooki... You know, I have to say, Snooki for me, and I know, like, just gets terrorized by the press and by people, but there's just there's something so genuine about her that I really enjoy, you know?
100%.
And I thought, like, she was, you know.
She is my favorite female character. Well, tied with JWoww, but Snooki is really cool to me. I would love to be her friend. If I saw her out at a bar, I would make a point to go up and say hello to her and say that I thought she does a really good job on the show.
Ian, what do you think?
I'm curious how Snooki would respond if you did that, Roxy.
Yeah, good point. No. Good point, because that's where maybe we'd see the heinous side. Okay, so what's your point,
Ian? I also want to say about when you guys were talking about who the leader of the house is, it's Pauly D is the leader of that house. Because everyone respects Pauly D. The girls do, and you can see that.
And as the DJ career, right. And you know, some of us... Go ahead, Phil. Ian. Go ahead, Ian.
I was going to say, if you look at the situation, he looks to Pauly D for approval, I think. I think you can see that a lot of times.
I agree.
And look for his respect.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, some of his music, I don't know, Corey had pointed out, was actually playing MTV was playing some of his music. So this is a guy who actually has a legitimate career. Now, we'll see. It's going to be interesting, and we'll talk about it in predictions when we go to season three, and a lot of the seeds that the situation has planted business-wise will have sprouted by season three. So it'll be interesting to see what attitudes are like. Right now, we've got Laura from New York on the phone. Can you put her through?
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so Laura, what are some of your thoughts on this season finale?
So I actually had some insider information just because I was down in Seaside over the summer and
Interesting.
Yes, it was. You know, it was difficult out at the bars and the clubs down there. You really couldn't get very close to them because, you know, they had their entourage and they had their security guards and they were pretty guarded. And it was quite intimidating. You know, you can't really just go up to them like normal people and try to buy them a shot. But it was really interesting to see them all interacting with the normal people at the places out.
I mean, this is great. This is just great that you called in. It's great to hear from you. Tell me this. Were cameras rolling at this point, or was this just a club appearance that you did?
Oh,
you
yeah. No, cameras were rolling.
Cameras
were
rolling.
Shooting.
And
absolutely,
so they were,
yeah.
And so producers were not allowing, as I say, civilians, meaning normal people, just to...
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, like, people were interacting with them, but it's intimidating. I mean, you're not... I mean, who's actually going to voluntarily say, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of cameras pointing
Roxy
at some kids,
Wood.
Let me go talk to them and put myself in the spotlight. You know, some girls weren't as smart as others.
Okay.
Obviously, you try to do it, you're putting yourself out there. But,
and,
you know,
and you were too shy to go over yourself, Laura?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Really?
I'm not going to do that.
And wait, and
I'm smarter than that.
Okay, and none of your friends would go over either?
They played with the idea, but, you know, they're celebrities at that point. You're not going to put yourself in that kind of spotlight.
With,
you know, you're
okay.
Scrutinized under
true.
A microscope.
True. And obviously, you're a smart girl to not, you know, want to embrace that, whereas you see the Girls Gone Wild, like, faction of women out there who, like, love. No, but they love their 15 minutes. So... kudos to you for resisting that. But at the same time, were these guys in a VIP section or were they just in the regular part of the bar?
Oh, no, regular part of the bar, like normal people. You know, and I have to say, from what I observed, I saw them out a few times. They all just seem like good kids trying to have fun. And they're just put under a microscope because it's on TV. But they seem like cool kids to hang out with.
I 100%. I think we agree with that. I mean, Ian may not, but we do.
Which is what I was saying.
No, absolutely.
Right, I was saying
I mean,
that
they're like your normal, like, you know, asshole kids, but they're still really, they seem like cool kids to hang out with, like your regular friends that, you know, they're not the nicest, but they'd still be fun to have a beer with.
Okay, so tell me, what did you see? I mean, did you see anything more specific than them just kind of dancing, drinking, and people going up to them and getting autographs? Like, can you share with us anything you saw?
Yeah, they weren't signing autographs, but they just seemed like they were having fun. It didn't, I mean, drinking, you know, dancing. They just, what you see is what you get. I mean, from what I've seen on the show, it's
yeah.
the same as on camera, off camera. I mean, that's who they are.
And this is recently. This isn't season one you're talking about.
No, this is this past summer I was
this
down there.
This is the past summer. The upcoming season we'll be seeing. So... But with how did the girls look to you?
There's a controversy going on with your show.
God, they went crazy. They would go nuts. They went insane. I mean, if they saw them on the boardwalk, it was like,
so they were
oh
having
my
fun.
God. It was the biggest thing ever.
Well, one of my big things has been that we haven't one of my big things has been the girls seem very restrained in Miami, and I think because they had boyfriends starting out, and especially J-Wow continued with her, like, having her long-distance relationship. So you really weren't seeing the same girl you saw on the Jersey Shore. So that's why I'm interested. Did it look to them like they were just full tilt, just having fun? Because on this show, I just see such a boredom on Jay Wild's face as she's dancing. I don't see her really being into it.
Yeah, you know, I did. I wasn't hanging out with them. Like, I wasn't one of their friends. I just saw them from afar. I know the guys were having fun, it looked like. The girls, I mean, they seemed like they were more with each other.
Right.
But that's from the few
okay.
days that
you know,
I
think this is part of the appeal of the show, is that they are just kids looking to have a good time. And we love to watch that because everybody
well, they're genuine.
People.
They're genuine.
Yeah.
That's why we love them. Whereas these
Even
other
they
people...
call each other fake all the time.
Right.
They're pretty genuine.
They're genuine. And we're like... Like the shows about housewives, these women are older, so they're a little more savvy. You know, they're real, but they also know, like, okay, cameras are on me. I can become famous now. I can have a product line. Whereas these guys are so young, and I know, like, here come all, like, the mud balls from to at being hurled at me, but they're so pure in that respect, and I think that's what makes them so entertaining. But let me ask you this. Were Ronnie and Sammy, when you were there, were they together, like a boyfriend and girlfriend, or were they separate?
I mean, you know, they looked like you couldn't tell. It was an ambiguous situation that you could, they could have been together and they could have not been. And just like, I mean, I didn't ever watch a show until after I went down to the shore and I was like, oh, okay. And I saw the complications between the two. I don't think you could have ever told if they were together or not, because my friends are like, oh, that's Ronnie and Sam. They're supposed to be together, but maybe they're broken up. And I'm like, yeah, you can't tell.
And nobody knew. Nobody knew. And okay, so
they weren't overly affectionate, but then they weren't not talking either.
Okay, and what about Jenny and Sammy? Were they talking? Were they separate? Was it cordial?
No, I didn't. When I saw them, they weren't together.
Wow.
So
okay.
I don't know what the deal is with those two.
Okay, so they were apart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't look like they weren't hanging out the few days that I was there.
That's interesting to know. And no sign of Angeline.
I mean, I didn't see her when I was there.
Well, here's a question. Well, Dina, you know, the new, quote, Snooki or whatever.
Oh, did you see her there? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah,
yeah, the new one.
You know, there was some other short girl with Snooki, so I'm not – that could have been her. I'm assuming it was because cameras were on, and, I mean, there was another chick, so it must have been the new girl. And they were having fun. They were out of the bars. They were hanging out. They were
having
a really
good
time.
How did she look? Was she cute?
Yeah, they're like another Snooki. I don't know, like kind of round, kind of not
endearing.
Gotcha.
Like kind of long hair, dark, really tan. Obviously, she definitely does the tea out of the GTL.
Wow, and you got to be there with them. I'm so jealous. Yeah, you got to be right there. That's amazing.
I mean, anyone could have been with them if you were down at the shore. I mean, you knew exactly when they left the house because the crowd was right behind them.
Okay, so now are you a fan of the show or are you still indifferent?
Yeah, I have to say, I feel like anyone who gives the show a chance, you love it or you hate it, and most people love it.
Yep.
And I'm definitely on board.
All right, well, good.
Thank you,
Laura. Thank you so much. Keep listening, and then let's have you call in during season three, and anything you remember from those nights or your friends remember from that night, let's have them call back in for season three.
We love the drama.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
So we have this like this final fight, and I have to tell you, I don't know if it was the vodka or what with me, but I didn't really understand why.
What was going
who
on?
Who said what? Ian, you're sober. What
Mr. O'Toole.
It even to you it was confusing.
Yeah, but I think the idea was that Mike called Jenny fake. But the part that they kind of skimmed over is that Jenny, to get back at Mike for calling her fake, said that someone in the house called you fake, which was Pauly. But we never saw that transpire. So that's where it kind of became confusing.
Okay. What do we think about the fact that everybody is telling everybody something behind somebody's back? So Pauly called the situation fake, who called Jenny fake, who was told by Snooki that somebody else called her fake. Like, what's going on here?
Is there any chance, you guys, for the sake of discussion, is there any chance that producers lit some kind of wick
to
create this, knowing it was the last show?
Oh,
is there any,
yeah.
I mean, I felt Snooki was being genuine, but she might have been played by, say, whoever was prompted into this.
Definitely, and here's why. The episode, other than that, was really kind of boring.
It was, yeah.
Nothing really took place besides a little threesome here, a little threesome there.
So, because we know what the producer said, you can't sleep with your girlfriends on the last night. Kiss goodbye. We want you at the nightclub.
Yeah.
And then the last night, we want you at home for the family dinner. We want you in the box.
Definitely.
So to speak. Ian, Mari, what are your thoughts?
But isn't that kind of awful? Like, why do they need to manipulate drama? Like, I think it would be more interesting had they gone with their girlfriends and then situation saying, how dare they go out the last night and not
But maybe he wouldn't have. We don't know that. And maybe it might have been that kind of boring sleeper that they didn't want. Because who cares about seeing those two wake up in T-shirts?
Got. That's kind of what we got. They didn't want us to have
yeah,
it.
But yeah, we did kind of get that. I mean,
my problem is I don't know why they call it reality TV.
Oh, stop. You see? Why is this the
why? Downers here.
Really? Come on. Well, listen, you're right. Why do they call it reality TV? But if you're going to watch reality TV, this is about as real as it gets. I mean, because these guys can't help but be who they are.
Corey, I was just going to say.
I don't think they're good enough actors.
I love that you're talking more, but after that comment, I don't know.
Yeah, shut his mic up.
I just have to say, I think that fight was just kind of lame for, like, a last fight. There have been so many big blow-ups on this show. Like, literally, like, Angelina and Snooki, like, pulling each other's hair, beating each other.
I'm totally on the same page.
Sammy J-Wow blow-up pulling hair.
I agree.
Like, for all the fights, this one was just kind of lame. It was about nothing.
It was about nothing. I agree. And maybe it's what we were, like, talking about with the Mad Men finale. Maybe they know they've got us.
Yeah.
We're hooked, you know. So they've got us for next season, so.
On that note, the superlatives game. This is what they decided to play
always
on their last
idea,
night.
Always a bad idea, by the way. And, okay. Always.
Yeah, never goes.
Superlative game. Awful.
Never goes well.
And let me tell you, the hardest I ever cried in all of high school was about the superlative game.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you why.
I have to tell you the hardest
really?
I ever cried was at a sorority spring formal in college. I was voted most dramatic.
Oh,
and
no.
Spent my night crying about the fact that I was voted most dramatic.
Mari!
Go ahead,
let's hear your thing.
I was biggest mouth of my graduating class, if it makes you feel any better.
Ian who drank. That's the Ian we missed. Not this left-wing wuss that we're stuck with. That was the Ian. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, Roxy.
Yeah, that was the boozy Ian.
That's what I love. We're going to get him back. All right, Roxy,
you guys are going to start crying for me, but
no.
Mine wasn't about winning something. It was about losing something. Oh. And that was BPA, which is Biggest Party Animal, and I lost by 3 votes to this bitch from Prague who came in and, you know, it was like all European and drank all the time and did like crazy drugs. And I was just I went out the most, and I was so sad when I lost. I worked four hard years to win BPA.
Right, I'm violent for you.
And you have no idea. I was devastated.
God, we got to get, listen, you guys, we've got to get Roxy in the house to do a show.
She bought every person a case of beer to vote for her. How brutal is that?
Why couldn't we have paid the VIG?
I was pissed. I was absolutely pissed.
We could have written a check.
So I know firsthand this superlative game does not turn out.
And that really hurt you that bad?
You have no idea. I worked really hard for that. I went out every single night in high school.
And to
high
get
schoolers
BPA.
Don't do that.
Is that just the matter of you getting complacent, though? You thought you were going to do it. This girl comes
Maybe.
Out of nowhere.
Right.
We're complacent.
She moved junior year. Get the hell out of here.
I don't care.
Whereabouts? I'm big on whereabouts now. Whereabouts of the BPA from was it Newton High?
Yeah, Newton South. And, you know, she goes to some rank-eating school and in New York and is like crazy druggy.
But not like killing it like
she
we are at
USC.
No
hell
effing
no.
way.
Which brings me to the sorority life. One quick second, just because I have to ask, which sorority were we in?
Kappa Gamma.
Ooh, very good at USC. I have many friends in Kappa. We would have gotten along if we'd gone there. I'm sorry. Sorority life's taking over
Fair enough.
Okay, about the whole blow-up, one more time, all I have to say is I thought it was the silliest thing, just like you were saying, horrible ending. What kind of fight was that? It was another.
I mean, but Snooki was being genuine, right? I mean, I think she's just unglued. It's the end of it. She's tired, wants to go home, wants to be, you know.
Facial expressions are just to die for. When she cries, you just want to kind of, like, pat her on the back and curl up next to her, and when she laughs, it's just like, oh. Snooks, we love you.
Yeah, before we go to news and gossip, though, you know, it was interesting. Can you guys tell me why J-Wow is cleaning? Like, what would motivate her to clean at the end? And this is what I'm saying is, you know, MTV's renting the house as well as the production company. You know, those guys kind of don't really have to do. Yes, when they're there, they want to clean because they're living there. But you know you're leaving.
Know why?
It's not like they're getting a rent, a security deposit that they're worried about, right? Like, why is she cleaning out the fridge?
She didn't want to get voted least likely to help in the house. That was the thing. She knew superlatives
were coming. Do you really think that's why?
No.
Well, she also has an anger issue, and she hasn't hit anyone in, a couple of weeks.
So you think she's working it off?
Yeah.
Why did she decide to
work it out?
Mari and Ian, Mari first. Mari, why is she cleaning out the fridge the last day?
I like Phil's theory. She's working her anger out on the meatballs.
Yes.
Why did she scrape everything out of the
Tupperware? Ian, what do you think?
Just throw it away.
I imagine we're going to hear from you in a few seconds. I'm sure you have a theory on this, Kevin.
You know what my theory is? That area. It's a cultural thing. And I know she's not Italian, but she's been raised Italian. And I think that's the whole, like, you don't leave someone's house without, quote. It's when Artie Lang went to Howard Stern's beach house. They were stunned that Artie made his bed every morning, like, cleaned his own dishes. Like, when he left, he folded everything.
I was just thinking about that. I'm not kidding you.
That's just how you're raised. That's how you're taught. Same with me. When you're going to someone else's house, you make sure you treat it with respect. And you make sure you blah, blah. It's all drilled into you. So that's kind of what I think, which I think is redeeming. Sorry to say. One of the few redeeming things that's in our culture.
Yeah, nobody could ever call her disrespectful. That is true. I think she really did respect the house a lot and her
peers.
It's
just the way she was raised.
And they love that big dinner, you know, the whole Italian thing. It's part of the way they were raised, and I think that's nice.
Okay, anyone else have anything they'll say?
See, speaking of cleaning up and finishing things up, what about the gelato shop?
You know what? All right, listen.
No,
all right, listen. Alexandra from New York. Alexandra, are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Alexandra.
How's everything going?
Well, you know,
I've been very intact.
Well, you know, it's very intense here. We're like, you know, we're obviously very upset that that this is our last episode. I know we'll probably be back. Well, some of these guys I won't be. Some of these guys will be back next week if and when there's a reunion show. But
right.
But tell me, what were your thoughts on what are your thoughts overall? It's the last episode. What are you thinking?
I mean, my thoughts overall is pure disappointment at this point. I was a huge fan the whole season. I was kind of expecting like this big climactic ending after Angelina left. You thought something crazy was going to happen, and then it seemed like they were just milking it for all that it was possibly worth, and that's just like depressing.
I'm on the same page.
Right.
Do you think if Angelina had been there, that it would have been a better season finale?
Yes. I think so.
Honest, like, we all appreciate the drama. Like, we can pretend that, you know, people, I'm above Jersey Shore. Okay, whatever you say. But the point is that we all love the drama.
Whatever you
and
say.
And that's what it was missing. Like, it's right. A drama over being fake. I mean, what are we, in second grade? Like, that's just, it's completely beyond me. The second half of the show was entirely about being fake. Like, how could that be?
You're right.
The end of the Jersey Shore.
And it wasn't just the last episode. It was just these last few episodes. It just was a fading and a crumbling more than it was.
You know what? I thought the last two episodes were lame because we were building up for something. And this last final, bam, you know, something was going to happen. And it really just fizzled and faded.
I mean, I predicted this, but I hate to say that I hate to admit that my prediction was accurate because I ultimately we do the show because we love it and we want to be entertained. But I had said last week, just seeing from that preview, I was like, okay, they go to the Everglades, and this looks like just the wet firecracker, you know, like this is just
right. And the other issue is like the previews for the next shows. You sometimes think, okay, that looks kind of exciting, but there must be more. It seems as if the previews are all just the most exciting part of what the episode's going to be.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so,
you know,
so,
like
so
they're
knowing
teasing
that.
You for the best.
Right, and so knowing that, you seeing like last week's teaser, you knew it wasn't, or at least I did, this is all we were going to get.
You know, I'm sitting here with kind of a frown on my face. I'm really upset about this, actually, because you're right. I wanted something. And they just didn't give it to me.
Okay, well, you know, we'll talk more about it in predictions. Alexandra, do you suffer from pretty girl syndrome?
Oh.
Do you have PGS?
Maybe.
Oh, no. Really?
It's an
awkward
question to ask.
Okay, yeah, but you know what? Maybe, but I admire her.
We're breaking through to America.
Yeah, you being candid. Tell me, what are some of the, like, some of the symptoms you think you have, which lead you to conclude that you might have PGS?
Oh, God.
Do you do fake, like, do you create fake fights with your boyfriends like that?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I live for it. I can be
Okay. All right. You know what? I give you a lot of credit for admitting that. There you go.
I just spent the entire hour sticking up for the
female
race.
Wrong.
What are you doing?
Thank you, Alexandra.
You know what it is? You see their phone lying on the table, and you're going to look. You're making it. You're creating it for yourself. It's your own problem.
And so does it make it more fun? Is it just adding spice to the relationship?
And do your relationships last?
I mean, but you know what? Sammy needs to be taught how to create that. Her creation of drama with the boyfriend is not even good television.
Right, no, because it's too Carnation Instant Breakfast. It's just like too fast and too quick.
It's too mild. She needs to go all out.
All right.
I'm in agreement. I wouldn't mind if she read his phone and found text with an old girlfriend and they were sexting or whatever. But the drama she creates is like, that doesn't even matter. Like, oh my God, you're just annoying me.
You know what I missed in this season? Remember early on when she did find the note, Ronnie called this girl I call her the Cool Whip Girl because she was going to come down to Miami and they're going to spread Cool Whip all
like
over.
A cheerleader, right? It was like she was going to wear outfits. I was just so happy for her.
I remember this.
He was on the phone with her and she's like laying out like, you know, and just so like, so it was going to be so no stress, all about the fun and just, no, and she just.
And we never got that.
And then comes Sammy with the little glasses, just hand on the receiver. Like, Alexandra, is this pretty girl syndrome thing? You think that this is going to continue with you through college and after? Or are we going to you're going to let this go at some point?
It sounds all too familiar, to be honest.
Wow. You see? Thank you. Validation for KWOW. I know. Yeah, of course. I see it all the time. I've experienced it.
Girl, you are killing me right now.
No, I've been Ronnie many times. Like, what? What did I do?
No, I mean, you know what? At least I'm honest.
You are honest, which is why I love you. That's amazing. You know, I think you and I are going to get together.
I think Ronnie has handsome boy syndrome.
Okay, is that a syndrome? No, you need to think that out and formulate it. I've been working on the pretty girl syndrome theorem for quite some time.
I'm just upset right now.
Yeah, KWOW's got his PGS. I got my second degree Vandy. You got to come up with yours.
Yeah, you have to go, which we know Ian suffers from.
Guys. Give me till next season.
So, Alexandra, I mean, will you be tuning in January for the next one, for season 3?
Oh, definitely.
You will.
Definitely.
We like to hear that. We like to hear that. All right, honey. All right. So we'll be talking to you then, I'm sure. Yes?
Oh, definitely. You will be hearing from me.
All right. No, we'll be following up. You're what? You're in New York, right? So any run-ins with these guys or anything you've heard on the inside?
Are you kidding? I wish.
You wish. I love that. I love that. Get her on staff, Phil. This is great. We have Ian who hates the show. We have Alexandra who's like, I wish we met them. Sorry, Alexandra. Go ahead. I just get upset. Go ahead. Please.
The only inside scoop I've gotten is Snooki's cookie diet, which she swears by. So. That's all I can stick to at the moment.
We haven't heard anything.
Wait, no. Okay, the cookie diet. Now, I've heard about the cookie diet, but not Snooki.
But don't usually skinny people advocate for diets?
It's the cookie diet, but the cookie diet isn't just her just eating cookies. It's part of an actual diet, which I think she she's attaching herself to for money, I'm sure. But what is the concept behind the cookie diet, Alexandra?
Right. The concept is you eat like 3 to 4 cookies every day, and that's your nutrition for the day, and supposedly it's supposed to make you lose a lot of weight. She swears by it. I mean, I can't imagine you're getting the nutrients and vitamins that you need to live your life.
Wait, you mean like Oreos?
No, I think there's a specific cookie.
What I want to know is when she's on this diet, because we're watching the show and she's eating steaks and lasagna and penne alla vodka. Like, when is she eating the cookies?
Well, when you got the situation cooking for you, how can you not?
Yeah, all right, Alexandra, are you going to come to we're loosely talking about renting a house for about a week or two. Are you coming with us when we do it?
Renting a house where?
Oh, I'm down.
Jersey Shore, we got to figure it out because I can't take it anymore. I have to have these guys' lives.
Am I coming?
Yes, I said it's my personal Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Want to.
You know what?
Roxy doesn't want to, apparently.
No, we need you there. No, we need you there. You know, this is your time.
I am the house.
You lost the title back at Newton South. This is your time to regain it.
I'm BPA.
Alexandra, are you in?
2010.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in. You let me know.
I like
and I'll be
that.
There.
And we'll have Mari, because you know what's great?
Am I coming to the house?
Yeah,
no.
What about
no.
me?
Ian. No. Ian, you're not coming.
Ian, anyway, if you'll
Ian, of course. No, we totally need Ian, and we need Mari, because we need the straight people to be absolutely horrified when there's throw up in their bed. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm there,
figure it out. I don't know. Like I was saying, like, there's got to be a premise for this. We have to do
it. We'll work on the logistics later.
We're working on, like, something, because there's got to be something. Because, like, the regular people like us should be able to live this. Like, why shouldn't we be able to live the dream?
Just come and stay with me for a week at USA.
I know. Maybe we will.
Live in the dream.
No, no. But we think maybe we need to be in a vacation spot. I've got to work out the details. Ian, Corey, you're looking in there. You're all laughing. Are you giddy? You don't want to come?
He doesn't know.
Or
I do. I'd love to be there.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Well, you're not invited anymore, Corey.
All right, Alexander. We will talk. We will talk.
We will.
What do you
say we'll speak later? Have a great night, evening.
Thanks for calling. Okay, so what do you say we get Mari to kick out some news and gossip? Yes, for our last
AfterBuzz TV news.
So you guys were talking a little bit earlier about Snooki's cookie diet. Well, she actually was offered a different weight loss deal. The company saw her on the South Park episode or saw her cartoon, and they thought they were making fun of her weight, and they thought she should cash in. So they tried to get her to promote their weight loss product, and Snooki nixed the idea. She said no. She suffered from anorexia in the past, and she just doesn't think it's a good idea right now. And I definitely don't think that she's sticking to those cookies, because she did Twitter, OMG, my boyfriend made me a pickle pancake. Yeah, he's amazing. So she's been eating these pickle pancakes. Question is, who's this mysterious boyfriend? We don't know who she's tweeting about, so we'll have to watch for that.
Reality show? I mean, this was a big snooking for love, you know, and obviously now this puts...
Yeah, but they'll just make it work.
All
like
I can
done with
think
Brett
of
Michaels.
Is how disgusting a pickle pancake
Yeah, that's
sounds.
Gross. And let me say that my take on the whole diet thing is they didn't come up with enough money for her. You know, that's what it was. Low-end company. Thought they'd get it for like 10 grand. She's like, no. And then
pickle pancake.
Yeah, before that. That was before that. And then I agree. Pickle pancakes are gross. Mari, go ahead. What's our next thing?
Well, don't worry. You will be seeing Snooki. Maybe not on like a dating show, but there are rumors swirling around of a JWoww Snooki spinoff. JWoww was on Ryan Seacrest. She said, that's a wait and see. We'd love to do one, but nothing's confirmed. But she did confirm that Snooki and JWoww are moving in together. They're both sick of their houses. They're moving in together. So I think that's like prime time.
You're right. Done deal. Okay, done deal. That's
Where
all
are they
business.
Moving to, and what happened to Snooki's friend? What's her name? Gabby?
Dina.
You haven't heard, Mari, have you heard anything about that? It's just those two. It's not Dina.
No, all I heard about was JWoww.
Interesting. Listen, it's a good business decision. We know they really like each other anyway.
I want there to be cameras.
There will definitely be a spinoff. Can someone remember during predictions if we can discuss if a spinoff can coexist with the Jersey Shore, or is it the end of the Jersey Shore
right,
season
right.
three? Mari, what's your next thing?
Well, you're going to see a spinoff because Pauly D is definitely filming
right.
a spinoff,
okay.
and we know that even more. So now because he turned down a role on The Celebrity Apprentice. He said, sorry, Donald Trump, I have other commitments. And
That's
so
right.
what else could those other commitments be but a spinoff?
All right, you guys want to know why he said no?
Because he would be horrible on The Apprentice?
No, because you know what? That's always going to be there for him. Okay?
That's true.
It's not time to do it right now. He can do it 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It'll always be there. Next
smart
topic,
of him.
Mari.
Smart of him.
DJ Pauly D right here from Jersey
And there
Shore.
Was also talk of not, you know, we're talking about spinoffs, but what about a fourth season? We've heard little rumors about that. Pauly D said there has been talk about it. He wants it to be done in Italy. I don't know if I could see that
in
Italy.
I don't know.
Wishful thinking?
The Italians would be disgusted by their lifestyle.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, Phil, you're from Europe. What do you think? Like, what are your thoughts on those guys? Like, at the, you know, because over, you know, the hardcore Europeans, they're like the party animals of the world.
Oh.
But what are your thoughts?
I mean, there's been a stigma against Americans there, and, you know, and I don't know how popular the show is in Europe, but they definitely would be sort of they wouldn't be treated nicely, and you know, they wouldn't get the treatment. Not that they're getting like on the show.
I don't know.
Wait, hold
Kim
on.
Kardashian just went to the Louvre, and they closed down the museum. I was talking to Chris, the mother. And she was like, they closed down the whole museum for us so we could have a private showing of the Mona Lisa. And they had to sneak them in the back door because the audience, the fans had lined up for them. So I know, Phil, because you have that hardcore European feel, but I'm sorry. Like, it's you know American what? Reality television has just overrun.
In the past 5 seconds, I changed my mind. I think the show would actually be great there. Think about European chicks coming back to these hotel rooms with them or the house. Oh, my God.
So you think it would be a great show?
Please, please let it go to Italy. Right. Oh, I think that would be so awesome.
You know what? And again, this is a creative kid, obviously, because he composes his own music. He's got his DJ thing going. Like, so I would respect ideas that would come out of his head. And I think it's like he probably knows that a lot of the areas here would be played out. So who knows? Next one, Mari.
All I know is that whatever spinoff they have, people just, or whatever Jersey Shore castmate is on TV, people love it. Because Dancing with the Stars, it's been exactly, or it's been a little more than a week since the situation was kicked off. And in that week, viewership dropped by 1 million.
Booyah!
1 million viewers were viewing the show only because of the situation.
That is an absurd number.
No, and that's just amazing, and rightfully so.
How many
that's
viewers does the show have? Does anybody know?
I think it gets
so
like...
So it dropped from 19 million to 18 million.
A whole million. We all packed our bags.
Yep. Good for the situation.
Absolutely. Go, Mari.
And then, Roxy, earlier you were talking about how you would want to, like, go up to Snooki in a club or something.
Yeah.
You think she's nice. So I just had to share this story. Snooki and JWoww are talking about their fame and what it's like when these girls come up to them. And I just reading this was so funny. Snooki said, the bathrooms. I went to a restroom the other day with my girlfriend. I was in the stall, and this girl throws me a toilet paper underneath, and she asked to sign it. She asked Snooki to sign a toilet paper
roll. Oh, my gosh.
So Snooki's like, really? I can't even get privacy in the bathroom anymore?
Well, I would not be that bad. I'm just saying, there would be cool to be friends with.
Right. No, but my red flag is like, come on, Snooki, sign the toilet paper. These are the people who pay your bills. That's always my big thing as a manager. Like, you know what? This is the reason why you have this great life. I don't care how late it is or who it is. You sign your autographs. You take your
100%.
Pictures. All that
if
stuff.
I'm lucky enough to ever be famous and ever get the status that even somebody like Snooki
yep.
has.
Always remember that. And that's the same with you, Mari, because I know you're on camera, too.
Want.
You have to.
Okay. So maybe you would advise Snooki to sign the toilet paper roll. But what about this? JWoww was taking down her pants in a stall, and she saw a camera phone go up over the door.
No, that's wrong. No. That's obscene. No, that's obscene.
Yeah.
You know, no, you're not allowed to.
Jersey Shore, watch out, JWoww was coming.
So. Thank you, Corey. No, that's completely obscene, and I've experienced that with celebrities where that's a violation, and that's not right. You know, they're still human beings. Go ahead, Mari. What else?
So I'm going to give you a little Jersey Shore business news. Situation's coming out with his own book called Here's the Situation. It'll hit stores November 2nd, so look out for that. He also is in talks to partner with the Plaza Hotel in New York to represent a high-end fitness center for wealthy clients.
Love it. So, love it.
Here's what I'll say on the book. I actually, on my ride over here on the radio, heard that the book has leaked and many people got a hold of it yesterday, and that it is all about tips and advice on how to GTL the best and how to make lasagna.
Okay.
And
what were the opinions of what they read?
All it said was that people were very interested.
They were interested. Okay, so that means like his people probably leaked it. And yep. Successfully so. Well done. I think that he's got a really savvy manager who's very aggressive, and they're doing a great job with him. And I do think that I've talked to Phil about this off the air, but I think a lot of his deals are actually being inflated, but by doing so, you increase his value to the public and therefore like solicit more deals from the future. But again, they're doing a great job.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mari.
Yeah, so that's the situation has those business dealings going on. Meanwhile, JWoww, I don't know if you guys remember, she had a clothing line, Filthy Couture. So apparently that name, it was a trademark issue, so she has to get rid of her clothing line.
Mm.
So she's not going to be selling her Filthy Couture anymore. But,
yeah, it's too close.
But you can get Snooki slippers for Christmas. There's already been more than 10,000 pairs shipped, and these are like
it.
The Snicker, the
madness.
Snicker.
I love
I can't
it.
Speak. the slippers that she wears on the show, you know, those big chunky slippers, she got leopard print chunky slippers made up, and 10,000 pairs have already been sold.
10,000.
My question is, which one of you ordered those for my Christmas present?
No. We don't want to say. We don't want to say.
But they better be here.
Yeah, we want it's a surprise.
The thought that counts, Roxy.
You know, my sheets are leopard. I'm obsessed with animal print, and Snooki is my favorite. They'll be under the tree, right?
Yes, you're going to have course, of course.
Thank you.
So if you're a fan out there and would like to date Roxy, yes. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know a way to her heart. All right, anything else, Mari?
Well, I just want to say before Christmas, you guys can dress up as them for Halloween, and you would be in good company because the Jersey Shore castmates and Lady Gaga are the two most popular selling costumes for this Halloween.
I will say that.
Madness.
For one of the frat parties I went to, I dressed up as Snooki. And it was a good costume.
By the way, like, really?
I'm just saying,
a beautiful version of her.
Oh, thank you.
Because, you know, the height and the brown hair and the brown eyes.
And I have fake boobs. I know, I get it.
Right. Are they fake or no?
No, real.
Right. No, but hers are. Are hers real?
I think they're real.
Really? Mari, you think those are real?
Yeah.
They're a little too jiggly.
Ian, are those real?
They look real. They look like the real deal.
I actually think they're not. Keep going. Mari, next one.
Okay. I just want to share this is my juiciest tidbit. Do you guys know who Jasmine Waltz is? She's the girl who hooked up with David Arquette during his
Oh,
Christmas
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Yeah,
So there's been talk that last month at the VMAs, she hooked up with Vinny.
Ooh. I love Vinny.
And I love, just God, I love her, the great social climber. I'm happy
for
Vinny.
Does that elevate Vinny, or does that make David Arquette look bad?
I really don't know right now.
Interesting. No, I don't know.
It makes the girl look like a social climber.
Yeah, but I don't think, she doesn't care.
Another word for social climber is whore.
But you know what, guys? In today's day and age, we're talking about her, so, like, job well done. If that's what you want.
He is hung like a watermelon, apparently.
If that's what you want.
I hate that. Don't even say that.
Mari, is that it?
Yep, that's it for your AfterBuzz Jersey Shore news and gossip for this season.
Thank you so much, Mari.
Jersey Shore gives the best gossip every time.
Yeah, no, it is. It's the best. Corey, we don't have much more time, do we?
He's looking around.
Well, we've been on like a minute and 15 seconds.
Wow.
No.
A minute and 15?
Yeah. An hour and 15 minutes.
We still got time.
Really? Because I just got that like note that we only have so many more minutes.
No,
the feed. Okay. So, let's all get into everybody. Get into.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I killed mine.
Yeah, mine was on the rocks.
Okay. What was mine? Mine was on the rocks, too.
I'm getting yelled at because I haven't finished my vodka yet.
Okay.
Somebody yell at KWOW over here.
All right, sorry. All right, so you guys, what are we doing next season? What are we going to see?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to see Dina. I'm very excited to see Dina, Snooki's new friend. So Roxy obviously likes Snooki, so we're going to get Snooki squared.
I think we crawl to the finish line, you know, hearing from some of our callers. It seems like everyone agrees, and I feel like this girl is like, it's like bench support. If this was like a team, I think it's like we needed.
Okay, here's my problem though: is we have enough Snooki for one show, and the reason Angelina was great or sucked was because nobody liked her, and now we're bringing somebody on the show that we know everybody's gonna like, who's gonna fit well in with the family. Is that a pro? Is that a con? What do we think about that?
I don't think she's necessarily going to. I think it's going to be love-hate. I think it's going to be hot-cold, whereas Angeline was all cold.
Well, I read from Polly D in the situation that they absolutely get along with her perfectly, that she's an amazing fit in the family perfectly. And I read a quote from her saying there might be a little love situation between either Polly D or the situation. She wouldn't specify, but she said something they've either hooked
I'm
up
I'm predicting that she's a firecracker. I'm just saying. I think that she's going to brew some trouble, but in a good way. Whereas, like, Angelina was, like, just gross. They tried.
Like to see, though? If Snooki's friend got together with the situation, and actually they had a little romantic thing, because I kind of would like to see situation in a in a couple.
To be genuine, right. To be genuine rather than having to, like, live up to this image.
I want Pauly D to stay single. I love him as a single guy. But, you know, situations started to piss me off a lot at the end of the season. And to see him in a relationship, I think it'd be a breath of fresh air.
All right, Ian, what are your thoughts for predictions?
I'd imagine I'd watch for the show to approach dangerous shark jumping possibilities.
Ooh.
But I pray it won't happen because I love spending time with you guys on Thursday.
Like what? Like,
I think it's going to become so meta to the point where they're involved in their careers and their business that it'll take away from what the show is really all about.
Like all the subtle promotions, like, of their products during the show, like that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Now,
which actually I think will lend itself better to their spinoff shows and solo shows rather than the group dynamic.
Here's the one positive thing, though. It feels to me like the first two or three episodes, it felt like it was going in that direction. Remember how we were talking about DTF? It was like, it felt like, we discussed this, it felt like those first two or three episodes, they were creating these phrases, they were creating lingo knowing that it was like stuff that they could brand, that they could trademark, and then it just kind of faded away because once enough booze comes in and you leave them alone long enough, it's like...
There's a show there.
The mask falls off. They can't help it. They can't hold it together and not be who they are. So that's like the one thing that may redeem us. If we keep them together long enough, if we supply enough alcohol, I don't think they're not trained actors. So I don't think they can sustain a front or an image for so long. So I think...
Yeah, 100%. I'm on the same page as you. If you tell them what to do too much, it just seems so forced and not real, which is why I think we struggled in this past episode because it seemed...
They were just out of gas.
Yeah,
you guys,
out of gas.
They were out of
very
gas.
Forced,
right.
But I'm telling you, sit me down or any of my friends down with a bottle of vodka and we're sitting there. There's a show. There's a show for you. You don't have to tell us what to do.
So I think that even if they come out of the gate, Ian, like with forced situations, no pun intended, but if they come out of the gate with that, I think luckily it will subside with enough alcohol and enough sleep deprivation because, again, I don't think they can help – these kids can help be who they are.
Along the same lines, I think that we should do all our after shows boozed up so that people are getting the real us and the real opinions from us.
That works.
Well, is that Ian going back to being Ian?
Very positive.
Yeah, because I think you're really fake, Ian. Now, Phil, you go tell him that I said that.
All right, we'll do.
All right, we'll work on that. Any other thoughts, Ian, before
we'll work on that.
Okay, I just want to see more blowouts in the next season. I really want to see another showdown between Sammy and JWoww. I think there's unfinished business
unfinished business. Oh, yeah.
She didn't even say goodbye, even if you hate the girl. That
point.
Was pathetic.
And
oh, God.
Because, you know, I don't think they're savvy enough to know. Like, if it were me, you know, working in TV, I would know enough to know I'm not going to say goodbye because I know I'm leaving some unfinished business for season three. I don't feel like these guys are that savvy. I think they're much more genuine, and I do feel like
there's... No way that was going through Sammy's mind. She wasn't thinking,
PGS, I don't want to see you, F you, la-da-da. And that's great, though. But you're right. That's great because that's going to give us something to hang on to in January for season three.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that blowout. I'm waiting for that showdown.
Anything else, Mari?
No, I just want more blowouts, more hair.
No, we all do. And I think the producers know that. They can't give us a sleeper of a season and get away with it. But the question I want to, like, throw out to you guys, we know we're getting spinoffs, okay?
Right. Yep.
We know we're getting Pauly's show. We know
when is this
girls.
Coming? Do we know?
Well, it's filming right now, so, you know.
Yeah.
So we know we're getting that. So the question is, can the Jersey Shore series
keep going?
Can it coexist with these spinoffs, or are the spinoffs the beginning of the end?
No, do
we do season three, and then we break the gang off?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
I know you're going
to
cry.
What a terrible thing to say.
But the spinoffs will be great. I do think so.
But you don't think – so no season four? You think we're tapping the canvas? We're done?
Yep. You know what? I say yes, like I'm sure. I'm not positive, but what I think is season three, we're going to go out with a big bang, And then I think we're going to be a little tired of the same thing because we've seen these fights. We've seen the controversy. The only real big difference is the location and the fact that Gina's coming into play.
Dina, whatever. But you
Dina.
Think that's it? But we're on the Dina. Jersey Shore. You Why guys went back to right? our I roots. Ugh, God, I mean.
I know, we're going back
there.
Fill
the thrill. What do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, in like classical storytelling, I'm gonna raise the IQ level here.
Yeah, okay, but just real quick and then
Real
done.
Quick, okay. So, you know, we've been very tight with this group, and what I feel like in order for the show to keep coexisting along with these spinoffs is we need to let them out into the world a little bit more. We need to see them interact with other people, you know.
With humans.
With humans, yes, and not sort of forced situations, not going to these low-rent
well,
bars.
The gelato shop.
I mean, no more. If they bring up the T-shirt shop, get
yeah,
out of here.
Stop, right?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Ian, come
no.
on. What are your thoughts on that?
No, it's whatever it is, I'll tune in. Whatever it is, I'm gonna.
Okay,
I'm gonna
but no, no, but okay, but Ian,
long.
Is there gonna be? Can the show coexist with spinoffs, or are the spinoffs? Does that signal the end of the Jersey Shore? Meaning, we're season three
think,
and we're
can
done.
Any,
go ahead.
Can you think of any shows that have that like kind of center universe?
No. But listen, Housewives now goes year round, even though it's different casts. So it's like I think it is possible. I think. It's smart to do it. I think it's smart to keep yourself relevant, keep it up there. I mean, but
you know what I'm worried about though is how often do we see these spinoffs that suck? It's like remember when Friends finished?
Oh, it's gonna be lame. No, it will not be. That's what I'm saying. I'm the one like fine. Have your effing spinoffs, but like please don't take away my Jersey Shore.
But I think they're
Are
going
you crazy.
To.
Thank
yes.
you. Yes.
But you know what? You know what? It's honestly when I look at these people, it's like I don't see them. Standing alone. I can't see them.
It's not going to be as much fun.
Shows,
it's
yeah.
like, we've seen this. Brooke Hogan, like, without, like, the father and the mother and the brother, like, it's just
it
not
just
as compelling.
Work.
No, it doesn't. It's just, it really is the, like, watered-down version of the original product. And I can't tell you either way. I think that we're going to get a season four. My gut is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a 4, 5, 6. Just saying.
You want to see a 4, 5, 6.
I want to see a 4, 5, 6, but I feel like we're going to get a 4. And then that's
See,
going
I
to be
could
it.
Do with a 4, but
then it's
going to
be spinoffs.
And it's not that I don't love the show. It's just I don't see where, unless we throw some twists in or some new people, I've seen it all. At this point, it was even winding down here. It's getting repetitive.
No, we need new knuckleheads.
Well,
we just have to get.
I will say, in fairness, the real world kind of that had that problem 10 years ago, and it's still going strong.
Still going.
You know?
All right, so Ian, so I,
yeah,
so
then,
there's some hope
cast
for me.
That changes up. Come on.
But right, the cast changes, so you have like a new shot
you know what
every
I want?
Single time.
I want to stick these characters in the classiest place, wherever that is, and see how they do there. I'm not kidding; that would be hysterical. We need a big change. South Beach, Jersey Shore, back and forth.
I know.
Do
so
like
what
the same
would be
okay? Place.
So what would be the place?
Beverly Hills.
That would be pretty bomb.
You know, like how freaking funny would that be if I was out at the most posh? If I was at Chateau Marmont.
No,
and
really,
and they walked in.
But the problem, it's a brilliant idea.
Wow, in your little undies.
It's a brilliant idea. The problem you're going to get is
I think you're working under the
Jersey Shore. Was how J Wow is coming.
What are you going to say, Ian?
I wish you said Beverly Hills.
You're working under the mistaken assumption that there's class in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
No, but what I am
saying
is that...
so great that the left wing is represented on the AfterBuzz Network. But just be it, please. If the problem is going to be, Roxy, you're 100% right,
yeah.
That would be great television. The problem you're going to have is all those A-list joints...
aren't going to let them in.
Are not going to let them in.
You know what? That's fine. They don't even have to go to the
That's
A-list places.
That's what's
going to
suck.
But even seeing them on 3rd Street Promenade, like, how freaking funny when JWoww is trying to buy her fishnet ripped, like... I don't know. I just think we're going back and forth. We're going in a cycle. We've gone full circle.
I agree. It's like the real world. Send these guys everywhere.
I'm preaching
to
the choir. I know.
Send them to Nebraska. Like, Hawaii, everywhere. Let's not stop this. 10 seasons, 50.
Apparently, Canada would be exciting.
Let's be the reality version of Law and Order. Why does it have to stop? Why does my fun have to stop?
Law and Order, please. Jeez. You know what? They're going to be on this so long that their kids are going to start taking over and doing it.
Oh, I like. All right, good, Roxy.
Little
good.
Ron and Sam.
You know what I want? You know what my dream is? I want Roxy to grow up on the Jersey Shore. I want us to be doing the after show, and we'll watch Roxy grow up. And come into adulthood.
Because I'm just a little buggy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, I don't know. You know what, guys? It's going to be a really, really sad next 4 or 5 months for me. I guess we'll just be.
I was going to say, meanwhile, yeah, we can rip on this episode, last couple. This is, I think, the longest AfterBuzz show that we've had.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
The show that we've talked about is even longer than the show that happened because we just don't want to let it go.
I don't want to let it go. I'm dying because I know Corey's going to just bring in that damn music any minute.
I think we're going to do
that. And I'm so sad about it. Why does it have to end?
Next week, I think we're going to do the show on the after show on the after.
Well, you guys will do it. I'm on the road, so I won't be in.
This is kind of the end.
This is it for me. I know.
It really brings tears. Oh my god, so
many tears. And you know what? I think I'm most confident. We can all agree on one thing. Nothing got accomplished in these 12 episodes.
Zero got accomplished.
None of our lives were changed. Nobody was affected. You guys, say goodbye, everybody, real quick before Rich comes in. Fast.
So
Mari, Ian, say bye.
I love you all.
Bye. Thank you. I had a great time.
Producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer Corey Sheehan, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com or buzz into our Twitter account or Facebook page by searching AfterBuzz TV.
Bitches! Whoa! Corey blew it on us. Wait.
One, two, three.
Buzz you later, bitches.
All right, good. I can't believe this is it, you guys.
I'm not gonna leave. Can I keep talking?
No, we're gonna just keep talking.
I'm gonna go get drunk.
Wait. We're definitely going to get drunk.
I hope you forget about your boyfriend.
All right, but listen, you guys keep tuning in. No. We'll be back. This crew will be back for another show, I'm sure.
And on Thursday, you guys will hear us again.
We'll figure something else out, but it's not gonna be the same. Love everybody.
I'm going to Jersey.
Later, bitches.
Can't leave without my Joe.